Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Bit out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. This show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we
beat,
we fight our
bitch,
we represent. All them killers on the mic and we show love to all you fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's serious for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for the legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder masking music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Yo, what's up, man? This is the Murder Master Music Show. It's your boy Prez. This is episode 621. If you've been a fan of the show over the years, you know we fuck with New Orleans pretty tough. We've had a lot of legends from New Orleans. I mean, you know, KLC, Odell. We had Fiend, Mr. Servant's been a regular on the show. So many people, you know what I'm saying? So many people, too many to name, but it ain't going to stop because tonight we got somebody from the Ninth Ward, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about Merc, the Lyrical Tantrum. This guy's got some real dope music out. He's worked with the likes of Big Mike, another legendary New Orleans artist. A lot of people associate Big Mike with Houston, obviously, you know what I'm saying, with the Ghetto Boys and the stuff he did at Rap-A-Lot. But he's from New Orleans, too. You know what I'm saying? He's done a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Merc the Lyrical Tantrum. And we're going to chop it up. We're going to find out more about him. We're going to play some of his music, you know what I'm saying? And, man, we're just going to go from there. So let's bring on Merc the Lyrical Tantrum. Straight from the Ninth Ward,
man. New Orleans. Man, what it do? What it do? Man, it's all love. What's good with you?
Man, I'll tell you what. First and foremost, welcome to the archive of the Murder Master Music Show. It's a huge honor to be able to have you in it. I want to give the people a little taste of exactly who you are and you know, I'm saying what your legacy is in the game. You're from the Ninth Ward, New Orleans. A lot of talents come out of there over the years. When did you get in the game as far as, you know what I'm saying, making music and wanting to do what you're doing right now?
Man, technically, man, this music been in my blood all my life, you hear me? I mean, it started with the jazz scene, you hear me? I started on that trumpet. I played, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of these New Orleans jazz greats side by side coming up when they was puppies in the game, you hear me? I dealt with them. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that's where I got my feet wet. But, I mean, back in 93 is when I really got serious as far as, like, about, you know what I'm saying, the rap music. Because back then, that jazz music wasn't making the money it makes now, of course. You know what I'm saying? They ain't having to have a Katrina. You hear me? But back in the G, we used to lay up and mess with the music. You know what I'm saying? And the music was really making the money back then. So, I went on ahead and got my feet wet messing with that in California. So I'm going to say I've been dealing with this music scene. We talking an easy, I'm going to say I got 25 years easy in the game. You know what I'm saying? 25 years easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no yesterday thing. You hear me? I done rubbed elbows with the best of them. You know what I'm talking about? And, man, pretty much messed over the rest of them. You hear me? I've been out here. You know what I'm talking about? From the Nine. I mean, like I said, Mr. Magic, that was our only real Nine Wall. You know what I'm talking about? Big Dog, far as, like, that really – crossed over and made it to the major scene and let the world know about our end of the scene. Yeah, Mr. Magic, that was signed with No Limit. Dad,
yeah,
rest in peace, for sure, for sure. That was my dog. We used to run together. So technically, you know what I'm saying, it was like he passed me the torch because, I mean, we was working hard, right, you know, all the way up until his demise. You know what I'm saying? A lot of unreleased music that's just, you know, got to get buried that we can't never release because he ain't around us, you know, promote that with me. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to keep that, yeah, we're going to keep that going, though, man. We definitely got the name wall on lock, you know what I'm talking about? So I got a lot of weight to carry on my shoulders. I'm going to make it work, you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to handle it like a general supposed to, you heard me? I ain't going to fold. I had a little minor setback with this little accident, broke my little hip up for a minute, so I was really just laid down, stagnated for like the last 6 months. But, man, it's on now, you heard me? It's time to get back and get back at it.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, you're feeling better. What happened, man? You said you got in an accident?
Yeah, I had a bad car accident, you know what I'm saying? Police hit me head on, rushing to get to another call, you heard me? Yeah, I got messed up by Officer Friendly, man. You heard me?
Oh.
Yeah, he hit me head on doing like 120 miles an hour, you heard me? Broke me up real nice. But you know God is good, man. I could have died in that shit, you heard me? But I'm still
here.
We're lucky here, man. Yeah.
You know, it makes it even worse that it was, it doesn't matter who it is, but it makes it even worse that it was one time. Speaking of car accidents, you know, that's what took Magic out, man. Rest in peace to him and his wife. You know Magic. How long did you know him, and to what extent of music did you guys have that you were going to release?
Man, I've been knowing Magic way before. No, I mean, we from the same neighborhood, you heard me? I mean, his grandma lived like right around the corner from where my mom, you know, where I grew up in my mama house, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I've been knowing him since he was cooking, you heard me, at Arabic Diner. Like, you know, I know Haywood, you know, before the name Magic, you heard me? I've been knowing him a long time, you know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, we can't really put too many years on that. You might as well just say that's a childhood friend. I've been knowing him since he was, you know what I'm talking about, grade school. Yeah, I've been knowing him for years like that, you know what I mean? Most definitely.
So you got to see, you know what I'm saying, his career elevate and everything. You were right there.
Oh, yeah. Me and my daddy was the last meal he cooked, ironically. When I went down to the Arabic Diner to eat my breakfast, he gave me and my daddy our breakfast for free, and then he went in his shirt, pulled out his TRU medallion, and sat it on his chest and told me, this is my last day cooking. I just got my record deal. And from that day on, that was when he went on to True and Then No Limit. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Definitely
one of the dopest, too, you know. I mean, a lot of the dopest artists that were on No Limit are gone, tragically. Him, Trey 8. I always thought Trey 8 was a beast. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, or the Locked Up, Mac and She Murder.
Right.
You know, what about yourself? I mean, you got history that goes back over a couple decades in New Orleans. Did you ever, you know what I'm saying, sign or want to sign with, you know, No Limit, Cash Money, Big Boy, any of those labels that was popping at that time?
I mean, don't get me wrong. At once upon a time, everybody wanted to sign, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I got messed up by learning logistics of the game. You know what I'm talking about? See, I had an uncle that was real big in the music industry when I was a kid. So I was around, you know, I'm talking A-list celebrities since I was, you know, literally in grade school. So I learned the logistics of the behind the scenes, you know, part of it, part of the business. You know what I'm saying? Because my uncle was an executive. So, I mean, I knew about, you know, publishing and different things, you know, that an artist was definitely not supposed to be knowing back then. So that's really what held me up from really wanting to go to a lot of labels. I wanted to go to them because of the popularity. Don't get me wrong. I wanted to sign with every label you name because of the popularity. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it was, you know, the numbers just didn't add up right to where I felt like it was in the artist's interest. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, and sometimes, you know, you got to carve out your own niche, too. You know what I'm saying, and that's what it seems like you've been doing, man. You've been putting in a lot of work. You know what I'm saying, and you've been working with cats like Big Mike, another legend from New Orleans. You know what I'm saying. What was it like to work with him?
Oh man, I mean, you know, that's legendary. You know what I'm saying. I mean, just to go dig him up and have him come get on the project was big. You know what I mean. I mean, at the end of the day, that's another one. You know, another cat that me and him go back is really bigger than the rap. You know what I'm saying? I've been knowing Mike for some years, too. You know, he'll tell you, you know, that we really, you know, we really positive. This ain't just no please get on my record, you know what I'm talking about, type of situation. Because, I mean, a matter of fact, I got him on a new album that's coming up. I just sent him a track he just sent back to me. So, you know, we work together. That's what we do. But, yeah, man, that's pretty much where I be at with it. I like dealing. What you say, boss?
I said, that's what's up, man. You got another one with him. I look forward to hearing that, too.
Oh, yeah, this new album I'm doing, man, I went and dug them all up. You heard me? I got J.O. Felony, you know what I'm talking about, from L.A. I mean, from San Diego on here. You know what I'm talking about? They be running with Exhibit. Like, I got San Quentin out of San Francisco on the project. Like, man, of course, I just named Big Mike. I got Skip. I got Wack. I got Juvenile. Man, this project right here is going to be well-rounded. I got a couple of special features I really don't want. You know what I'm talking about? Leak too much, because I got to leave a few surprises. But, yeah, they really going to be surprised who I dig up out. You know what I'm talking about? Out the old school niche like I do. You hear me?
You mentioned some legends right there, and a lot of California legends. Is that where New Orleans California Records comes from?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I moved to California at the end, like all the way at the end of, technically at the beginning of 95, basically. You know what I mean? I went out there just to go see how it was at the end of 94, but I made the move official like in 95. And, you know, being back and forth, and then that's where I really learned the independent game. You know what I'm talking about? That's how I really learned, you know, how to build from the ground up. Because, I mean, I met a cat named JT the Bigger Figure. You know what I'm talking about? That was big in Frisco. He had a big big distribution deal going on with, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Priority at the time. And, man, I learned a lot running with that cat. You know what I'm saying? I used to live in Frisco. That was the first place I moved when I went to San Francisco, you know what I mean? I mean, I even used to run with Coognut. That's another legend that's dead and gone out of San Francisco that died, you know, ironically, in a car accident. You hear me? But that's where I really, you know what I'm talking about, I learned the game. And then that's when I just started learning the marketing. And I just went on ahead and solidified. I'm like, well, I mean, what could I name my company? Because I knew once I start doing that and I learned it from the ground up, I wanted to put myself out. So it's like, what name could I do? And I'm like, I can't leave Cali out there at the end of the day. That's where I learned the marketing. That's where I really learned the whole little music hustle. You know what I'm talking about, as far as the business aspect of it. So, I mean, one day me and Coognut was together, and I said it in the interview. I said, man, I'm going to just go ahead on and bust it over, man. It's New California. Everything I do is New California game. I'm New California, straight up. And from there, it just became a household name, and that's what I ran with. And shit, man, New California been in business. We talking 20 years plus now, you hear me?
See, that's history right there, you know what I'm saying? And you came in the Bay at the perfect time, because you had cats at Frisco, especially. You had cats like 11-5, Dre Dog.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Totally Insane. So many of these talented artists, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. And I ran with a lot of them. You know what I'm talking about?
Over there.
Delsky lived right down the street from me. Yeah,
so you hooked up with them.
Oh, yeah. You go to the Bay, man, and throw my name out there. If you really could, you dig up, I'm on a lot of them projects in the Bay. It ain't just like, I know these cats. I'm talking about, I'm on, you know, the Bay Area is compilation capital. You heard me? You go pull up a lot of them old school Mean Greens and Southwest compilations. And, I mean, I'm on a lot of all of that shit. You heard me? West Coast Bad Boys, Free Me and Coognut on that. That's one Master P put out. You heard me? Like, man, I've been dealing with that's where it started. I wasn't even put music out off the New Orleans end. It all started with releasing music off of California. Everything I was releasing was California projects. You know what I'm saying? When I got my feet wet. Right. I ain't start incorporating home until about 5 years into it.
And that was when it was all really just kicking in and taking over, too. You know, and then New Orleans as well. There's a huge movement in New Orleans. You know, and you're able to balance both of these markets. You know what I'm saying? What was it like for you to go from the Bay back home to New Orleans or vice versa and be able to bring different elements, you know what I'm saying, to each part?
Man, the last sentence you said, being different, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere I went, it was like when I popped up on the scene, you know, that's like when I was recording in Sacramento. This way back when Mac Dre was still living, you know what I'm talking about, Rest of Dead. We was in the studio all weekend when he was recording that Mac Damon and Friends. I watched him record three albums in a weekend. He worked like Tupac. Real, real shit. He worked like Tupac. You heard me? But, I mean, I done been blessed to work with, I'm talking about so many names in the Bay. as far as like being up on them and really looking at the marketing. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about I learned from Rush, how the Russian project out. Oh, man, we just putting this out because that's all they want is something for the trunk. But we just putting this out because, I mean, oh, damn, y'all ain't trying to send that off to get mixed and mastered for what? Well, this ain't no major deal and this ain't no that. So, like, I mean, I was just learning a lot of little, you know, cut corner ends that they was doing back then and really maximizing off of it. You know what I'm talking about? There's so many cats in the bay, you know what I'm talking about, in California, period. That the world will never know, yeah. But at the end of the day, they steal gold in California. They selling gold in just in California. You hear me?
Yeah, California's market is insane. You know what I'm saying? And for you to be able to work with both of those markets, I mean that's a plus right there. Let's give the listeners a taste of you know what I'm saying, some of your music. Since we were just talking about Big Mike a few minutes ago. This one's called Hard to Ignore, man. Why don't you intro this one for us, Merk, as we go to this song?
Oh, man, this song right here is special, man. It's on some political, man, something me and Big Mike did when a lot of craziness was going on in the street with police brutality, all the racism, you know what I'm talking about? There's a lot of politics going on with the Trump campaign and all that. So we kind of just got together and did one. We was like, yeah, we want this to be street, but at the end of the day, we wanted to have a meaning to it. So here you have it, man. Merk featuring Big Mike. Hard to ignore. You heard me?
Definitely. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
I bought some real shit. So many ways. My people in faith, they gon' see them better days. Body subjects gon' see me in the grave. I just come with it, bitches, I ain't afraid.
I tell my shaggers, keep up your head, keep hope alive. Coming from nothing, only the strong gon' survive. See, we stressed out, then we wild out. We really get it how we live in the dirty south. I see the haters, they come in the devil in their eyes. They better not try me, cause I guarantee you they gon' die. I run with giants and monsters, they bona fide killers. I doubt you wanna see me hit your block with all my niggas. Marinated my game, now I cook up the dough. And you ain't dealing with no rookie, flunky, or no hoe. I drew my blueprint and now I'm building up my chips. I've been involved from a mouth of spitters and hitting licks. So if you coming with foolishness, please fall back. Me and my realm got zero tolerance, we ain't having that. If you ain't trained for these streets, boys, take the scope. Cause Merk and Big Mike coming with shit that you can't ignore.
I bought some real shit. So many ways. My people in faith, they gon' see them better days. Body subjects gon' see me in the grave. My grave, just come with it, bitches, I ain't afraid.
I tell my shaggers, keep up your head, keep hope alive. Coming from nothing, only the strong gon' survive. See, we stressed out, yeah, we wild out. We really get it how we live in the dirty south.
I tell the devil, come with it, Satan, I know I'm safe. I promise them punk motherfuckers are all the same. $1 billion given in honor of former slaves. I get that out there to my people, boy, I'm making waves. They puzzle by perplexing moves I'm making. To say we got shit shaking is an understatement. That 17 to that 9, it can back it up. Mike is back with that property, you should pack it up. Or to ignore me, oh, I'm real about it. My niggas real about it, that it can get rowdy. They say it's that N-O-N, I say yeah, probably. We come straight out through shotgun houses and them projects. I'm watching real shit. So many ways. My people in faith, they gon' see them better days. Body subjects gon' see me in the grave. My grave, just come with it, bitches, I ain't afraid.
I tell my shaggers, keep up your head, keep hope alive. Coming from nothing, only the strong gon' survive. See, we stressed out, yeah, we wild out. Really get it how we live in the dirty south. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You touch one, I guarantee we coming back for two. Nobody here smiling, though my youngsters be wildin'. Them boys out that night, boys love to bring the violence. Just like a ballerina, all my niggas on their toes. And we on top of the game, like a pimpy on top his hoes. So you can keep your lecture, cause it fucked up the texture. And when it comes to that dumb shit, it ain't no pressure. Everybody here fighting, we just came from flight. Him and rubbers and neighborhoods are checking the status sight.
right, what is due? Or rally up your truth. It's never been fair living in the red, white, and blue.
I bought some real shit. In so many ways. My people in faith, they gon' see this better day. Body subjects gon' see me. See me in a grave. This is some witty bitches, I ain't afraid.
I tell my shaggers, keep up your head, keep hope alive. Coming from nothing, only the strong gon' survive. See, we stress out.
Man, if you can't feel that, you know what I'm saying, you don't know what real hip-hop is. Not only, you know what I'm saying, it was that dope track all around, but it had substance, it had a message. And that's what hip-hop needs. Let's bring back on Merc the Lyrical Tantrum. Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. It sounds, I mean, you and Big Mike really sound dope as hell together on a track. I can't wait to hear what's coming in the future. What's the name of your upcoming album, and when is it dropping, Merc?
The name of the new album called International Ghetto Pass. You heard me? And I'm basically behind schedule on this one. You know, like I said, due to my injury. But I'm looking to put this one out. Hopefully by the third quarter, I can have this one out. I mean, it's pretty much already wrapped up, ready to go. I'm just dealing with mixing and mastering, and you know what I'm saying, picking through the last little bit of songs, and like I say, just going through the last little bit of logistics through these other little special features that I'm about to throw on here. You know what I'm saying? You know, the bigger the artist, the harder the loophole as far as paperwork and, you know, dealing with publishing and all that little extra shit. You know how the game go.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We got the homie Lord Sinister from France. He's on the line. I know he's got a couple questions he wants to ask you. It's about 5 a.m. in the morning over there. Let's see what he's doing. What's up, Sin? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, what's up, Scott? What's up to Max and Rico Tantrum? Yes, sir.
What's good with you, homie? I should say good morning to you, huh?
Yeah, it's not here. I got a question. Yes, in the 9 Wild back in the day, you got Mr. Ivan Legend and Les 4-5. It was legendary rappers. Can you tell us about the impact of the 9 Wild rappers on the New Orleans scene, the New Orleans hip hop?
Oh man, well, we got to go back to the early 90s with that. My little sister Chica Black, she was the first you know, bounce rapper to come out the 9 Wild. With Twerk something, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they was doing it real big with the little local record company. Tombstone was the record company then, as far as, you know, competing with Cash Money Records and Big Boy Records and everybody else that was really making an impact in the city. You know what I'm saying? They had another little cat by the name of L.O.G. that was out the 9 Wild also. You know,
oh,
and that was that solidified, you know, our little area to let them know that, you know, we was making a little noise on this end. So, you know, I mean, we wasn't as popular as, you know, the Uptown artists, of course, back then, you know what I mean? Because they basically got on before us, so everybody thought New Orleans was strictly about Uptown, you know what I'm saying? Until Magic came along and really let them know that it was a real major force still going on down here. But, yeah, the original noise came from, you know, the Cheeky Blacks and the L.O.G.s, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, real talk.
Yeah, Mr. Ivan, rest in peace, Mr. Ivan was very talented.
Oh yeah,
187 in the hockey man.
Yeah. Also, Katrina has a devastating impact on 9 Wild. It was really gone. What was your experience about what's happened to your project and family or all that? What's happened for you?
You say what I'm experiencing about my project right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, well, I mean, right now, I mean, as far as the project right now, this is fun go round right here. You know, I mean, this the South more go round right here. I mean, I put a mixtape out before this. You know, that was you know, just something to let everybody know I was still working. But, I mean, you know, I take my album serious. And this go around here, you know, far as the features I'm digging up, you know, the production I'm really shooting, you know, the dealing with and my concept, you know, the visuals that I'm dealing with the videos. And, I mean, this whole go around here, man, this experience right here, this probably going to be the most fun I ever had out of putting out an album, because I'm really going to, you know what I mean, go ahead on and just give it my 100% and make it do what it do. You heard me?
I think you were talking about Katrina too, right, Sin? Like what kind of impact did it have on you?
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Being the, from the Ninth Ward. Were you in the Bay at the time, or were you in New Orleans when Katrina hit?
Yeah.
Man, I stayed to literally almost the last minute. I just came down here to really get my truck and a few artifacts and drove out of here. And, we all lost it all. I mean, I still had property and stuff down here. So, yeah, man, we lost a lot for Katrina, man. All my family lost it all. I mean, lives was lost, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I lost my ex-mother-in-law in that. You know, my son is in Texas. I mean, his grandmother died in that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that hit home, you know, falls with me all the way around the table, you know what I mean? You know, hey, I lost loved ones and that. I mean, everything. Any loss you could imagine, you know, you could guess. I'm talking coming home to nothing. I can't even, you see me stuttering. I can't even put words together to go back to that era. I mean, literally just losing everything. I mean, you coming back to nothing. No clothes, no IDs, no artifacts, no pictures, no nothing. Everything gone. You hear me? That impacted me seriously.
I remember seeing footage. I remember Fats Domino. They had to rescue him off his roof. He lost all his gold records. You know what I'm saying? But they had to rescue a lot of people. A lot of people didn't make it, man. And I interviewed Fifth Ward Wehbe many years ago. This is probably about a year or two after Katrina. And he was telling me he heard a bunch of explosions. You know what I'm saying? Like right before the water came. And
oh, yeah.
He believes that the levees were blown up, man. You believe
it? Oh, come
on,
man.
At
the end of the day, we gonna keep it real. They would blow it up in my hood. You hear me? That boom he heard, that was in my backyard. You hear me? Hey, that was them knocking that wall down. You know, they had to say the French Club. If you notice one thing about Katrina, when you first start seeing it, the images with the looting and everybody cutting up and wilding out, where they was at? On Canal Street, Bourbon Street, all that water was up to your knees. All that shit was underwater. Of course, that's the tourist, you know what I'm saying, area. Man, you know, the only way they had to let the pressure off that, you gotta let the water in on another end. And, of course, that other end would have been us, you heard me? So, bam, blow the levees, ain't no pressure. Soon as they did that, we went underwater, and ironically, Bourbon Street, Canal Street, and everybody else, they were serving liquor the next day, you heard me? It was that real. Yeah, man. But
horrible.
I mean, hey, you know how it go, man. The politics and everything, man. That's out of our hands. You hear me?
Yeah. You're right. You're right, man. There's definitely people in higher places pulling strings all over the country. I mean, you still got people in Flint, Michigan, and other places can't get clean water. You know shit's fucked up all across the board.
I
salute you for putting stuff like that in your music. You know what I'm saying? Like that song we just heard with Big Mike. You're highlighting a lot of people getting killed and for no reason and stuff like that.
Do
you think substance is lacking in hip-hop nowadays? Because a lot of cats, man, they're just, I'm going to be real, they're just rapping just dumb shit only. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. It's so real now, because, I mean, you know, you get a lot of them youngsters, you know, they look up to me, and if you know, I ain't going to mention no name, but it'd be so many of them try to get at me for verses and features, and we want me to work with them, but it's like, man, ain't shit you talking about is really on my level. I mean, I can sit there and look at your album. That's like when you bought an album back in the game. If the song say, make love, every verse is talking about making fucking love, you heard me? Nowadays, the song be about, you heard me? Oh, man, I woke up with an attitude, but the whole while you rapping about popping pills. Now you talking about you can kill somebody in the next verse. Before you know it, you back driving out the street. Then you're in a strip club. Then you're doing this. Then you're doing... they all over the place. It's like you see, everybody just rhyming words. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to see who can flip words the quicker than just rhyme words. Like you said, it ain't no more substance. You know, I come from the era of storytelling. I mean, it makes sense. Everything I thrive is like, this song need a beginning. In the end, and if anybody follow my career, listen to any one of my songs, listen to anything I rap about, everything comes with a beginning and an ending. You know what I'm saying? It's a real story. no matter what I'm rapping about. You know what I'm saying? It got substance to it. I ain't going to just tell you, okay, well, the name of this song is, you know, We Are the Children. And I ain't saying shit about the children. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
You know? You gotta, and not only that, too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we had different eras in hip-hop where many styles were created and people, you know what I'm saying, used their imagination and came up with some of the dopest shit. You know, nowadays it's just like, all right, simple beats, simple hook, repetitive, talk about money and pills, and then on to the next song about money and pills. You know, it's, you know, back in the day, you bought an album, like you said, man, you got everything. You bought an Ice-T record, man, he told you not to smoke crack. Don't play yourself. You know, you nowadays it's just, you know, you got to go looking for it. I'm not saying it's not out there.
Oh,
you
right.
Just got to sift through the bullshit to find it, you know.
Oh, man, that's real talk. And like you say, every song damn near sound the same, too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with you on that. Yeah, every beat, if it ain't similar, is still in the same, you know, tempo. You know what I'm saying? So you're still rapping in the same, say, 4/4 or 16th or whatever you're rapping in. So it technically still sounds the same. You know what I'm saying? Versus, like you said, a well-rounded album. You know what I'm talking about? If you get anybody get a Merc project or even my mixtape is album material. The only thing really made me label it a mixtape was just the two songs that I did on there was the Louisiana that I had redid the California with, you know what I'm saying, and telling me this, the Cali song that he put out. If it wasn't for them two radio songs, shit, that's an album. Everything else on there, all original music, you hear me? Everything else on there, all original music. So, like, everybody was tripping, like, why would you put that out as a mixtape? You know, like, man, that's some of your best work. I'm like, boy, you only knew that's average. Don't get me wrong, it's still dope. But at the end of the day, I feel like that ain't my best work. If you thought that was something, wait till you hear the shit I'm about to drop now. That's where I'm at with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, definitely. Let's give them another taste though. Let's go to another track right here. This one here is called How We Growed Up. Man, kind of intro this one. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh man, this one I did with Wacko. You know what I'm saying? Of UTP with the group Skipping Wacko from Know Your Clap. That's another one that grew up under me, been on him for buku years. So we just came together one day, and, you know, just like you say, we was having a conversation, and we just like, you know, how could we give one back to the youth to make them see, you know, we ain't just old and soft. So we came up with the concept like, well, we'll let them know all the shit that y'all doing. We used to do it too. We just don't do it no more. You hear me? So that's how we came up with the whole concept back in the G. This how we growed up. And if you listen to the material, we basically just telling you everything we did back in the G growing up. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing new under the sun, just new players. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, man. We're going to be right back with Merc the Lyrical Tantrum right here in episode 621 of the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
Growing up in the hood ain't never easy, you heard me? Back in the G, this how we growed up.
Growed up.
Back in the G, this how we growed up.
Growed up.
Back in the G, this how we growed up.
How we growed up.
Back in the G, this how we growed up.
Yeah, we used to hustle. Yeah, we used to fist fight. Yeah, we used to shoot out. In a nigga shot dice. Plus we used to spin top. And we shot marbles. Glock on our waist, hoping we live to see tomorrow. Yeah, we used to hustle. Yeah, we used to fist fight. Yeah, we used to shoot out. And a nigga shot dice. Plus, we used to spin top. And we shot marbles. Glock on our waist. Hoping we live to see tomorrow. Yeah, we shot marbles. And we played Google. Taking pictures at the DJs on the weekends with the oozes. 8-ball leather jacket. Pair ballast, fresh Eugene. Medallion on my neck. And my little hitter got two things. But niggas that be tripping, that liquor have them with mood swings. Stunts for these hoes, cause that pussy tighter than shoe strings. You know a nigga die in the hood over a few things. Like power, money, and bitches. That's how we do things. When me and Ig first start hustling, we got a scoop in. And ran them back and forth all night. Turn us to two kings. Then they smoke my nigga Le Curtis, killing his hoop. If he was living, I could see him right now balling with two rings.
Back in the G. This how we growed up.
Growed up.
Back in the G, this how we growed up.
Growed up.
Back in the G, this how we growed up.
We growed up.
Back in the G, this how we growed up.
Yeah, we used to hustle. Yeah, we used to fist fight. Yeah, we used to shoot out. And a nigga shot dice. Plus we used to spin top. And we shot marbles. Glock on our waist. Hoping we live to see tomorrow. Yeah, And a nigga shot dice. Plus we used to spin top. And we shot marbles. Glock on our waist, hoping we let her see tomorrow.
Dog, I been off the porch, out the gate, round the corner. I always been my home man, that's why they call you boy a loner. Started $3 puppers, then 50 cent slabs of crack. The ski mask on my face, looking for a duck to jack. Then we broke in corner stores, then we started stealing cars. Niggas started snorting coke, then we learned how to roll guards. Then we really hung in the swamp, running from the harbor police. Growing up in the hood, I ran with the elite CCC. Dog, I was a knucklehead, I never listened to nobody. I kept a chip on my shoulder. My little clique was rowdy, hanging in the skating ring, Aaron Bones and Nugget rings, Buffalino tennis shoes, with them leather front jeans. Back in the G, this how we growed up.
Growed up.
Back in the G, this how we growed up.
Growed up.
Back in the G, this how we growed up.
We growed up.
Back in the G, this how we growed up.
Yeah, we used to hustle. Yeah, we used to fist fight. Yeah, we used to shoot out. And a nigga shot dice. Plus we used to spin top. And we shot marbles. Glock on our waist, hoping we let her see tomorrow. Yeah, we used to hustle. Yeah, we used to fist fight. Yeah, we used to shoot out. And a nigga shot dice. Plus we used to spin top. And we shot marbles. Glock on our waist, hoping we let her see tomorrow.
Yeah, there we go. There's another reason, you know what I'm saying, to support the homie Merc, the Lyrical Tantrum right there. And support all the future projects he has. I know you got an album that's coming. You know, probably here in the third quarter. But the stuff you got out already, man, very, very dope material. You know what I'm saying? What else can we expect from you in the future besides your upcoming album?
Oh, man, there's so much going on with me right now, man. I done jumped off the porch and I'm jumping to these movies now. So you can definitely be looking for some of these New California films to come jump off the porch now. I got two of them in the making now, working on one called Foreclosure with this comedian out of L.A. named Lil G. Got a lot of features of some comedians in there. I don't want to really leak too much. You know, you can't really do too much with the movie talk. You heard me, the way they come out. But that's going to be definitely something to look forward to. Got that going on, you know what I mean? And then I got another movie we're shooting in New Orleans called The Party, you heard me? So, you know, it's a few projects coming up right now, you know, far as outside the music. I mean, I'm in the middle of still, you know, still shooting scenes and rewriting stuff and, you know, fitting people in. So, I mean, that's literally things that's going on as we speak and in the midst of, you know, me doing this music. You heard me?
Man, you got a full plate, man, that's for sure. Talent goes in many directions. You know, the movies, is that something you're just getting into, or have you been in that for a while?
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, I've been off the porch as far as, you know, acting, you know, getting in other people's movies, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's something that I've been doing outside of, you know, the rap thing, you know what I mean? Dealing with talent agencies and just getting in little regular series and stuff like that. You know, I done did all the little, you know, they call them the puppy shows. You know, I done been in with the CISs and the Queen Sugars, you know, just playing extras and all of that. So I done did all of that, you know. Now it's like I'm doing the independent thing now. I got all my own camera equipment. It's like I know all of these celebrities and actors, comedians, you know what I'm saying? I got my back pocket where I ain't got to, you know, really go through the loop of calling no manager. I can call them direct. So it's like I need to start utilizing that and just go ahead on and put it in the plate. So I just went on ahead and called everybody, man. It's everybody who for the project and about it is like, man, we moving forward with it. So, you know, it's something that was, you know, Haitian, it came together. You know, it ain't nothing that happened overnight. You know, it's something I've been wanting to do, like I said, but, I mean, timing was everything. Now I'm in a position where I can really pull it off, you know, and market the product and really make it do what it's supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. Another cat, you know what I'm saying, we like to bring up to anybody that we have on the show from New Orleans is Soulja Slim. Man, what did Soulja Slim mean to the city of New Orleans, and what was your relationship like with him? Did you know him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, man, don't get me wrong. I mean, far as for the streets, you heard me? That's like the thug guy of New Orleans, you heard me? Like, man, I mean, it ain't nobody on the street who don't love Soulja Slim, you heard me? I mean, he solidified everything that represented the street life of New Orleans. You know, back then, it's like, I mean, everybody was getting loaded, killing, wild and outside. And he really represented every corner of that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you was out here in the streets, you did it all. You know what I'm talking about? So Like, he got every you got everybody on lock. Here's one thing about New Orleans. You know, people thinking about the hood or just your you know, this one I have love. You know, when the streets love you, and I say the streets love you, like when I'm in my hood, like that go for the ride kids, that go for the alcoholics, that go for the bums that sit under the tree all day begging for change. Everybody love you and know you by name. You hear me? He was official like that in the street, you dig? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely influenced a lot of people too. Very underrated, you know. But he's one of them dudes from New Orleans that you know about. Let me go back a little further than that, man. What about Bustown, man? West Bank. What did you think of him, man?
I mean, don't get
yeah,
me
that
wrong.
One goes
you know,
back a little bit, huh?
I had to laugh a little bit because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm from the Ninth Ward.
Thinking of the lyrics,
and, I feel bad now because, I mean, I almost forgot about the man, this one rap group that really threw the nine on the map. And that was Most Wanted Posse. You heard me? I really, a bar, look here. If my boy was listening to this interview right now, he'd probably be cursing me out like, how you name everybody but us? No, it was a West Bank thing with Most Wanted Posse. So that's funny when you name Bust Down. Don't get me wrong. I knew him. But at the end of the day, back then, you know, it was all about, you know, rap battling and all that. You know, we was wilding. And, I mean, you know, he was on the wrong side of the pine as far as, you know, I'm from Crawley Canal. I'm literally on the same set with Most Wanted Posse. Yeah, so when they dropped that song, it was a West Bank thing. You know what I'm saying? Dissing all of them and all of that. It was like, shit, it was like out of bounds to us. I mean, I only really seen him at concerts before as knowing him, you know. Yeah, we knew who he was or whatever. You know, now we all grown and laugh about it now. But, yeah, back then, yeah, it wasn't really like on no buddy.
That's something. I had no idea that you even knew the people that was going at him or nothing like that.
Oh,
just,
man.
That was my first introduction to New Orleans as a kid, I remember. Because, you know, who wasn't buying Two Live Crew records, you know what I'm saying? And you see this bust down. And then you come to find out this is New Orleans. Like, oh shit, you know.
Yeah, put your badlies on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Classic.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We still was bumping him. You heard me? Put your badlies on,
but,
and then he had the little freak song, Nasty Bitch. Like, I mean, we was still bumping him, but at the end of the day, it wasn't like, you know, we could be like, oh yeah, I'm hanging out with him and all that. No, it wouldn't have looked right because at the end of the day, like I say, Most Wanted positive, man, they were literally, you know, they from off the block with me. Yeah, but they was doing their thing there. And they had that hit song, it was a West Bank thing. And that whole song was basically like dissing the West Bank, you know what I mean? You know, rap battle funding games back then, but you know how it go. we all laugh about it now, but yeah, back then it was serious.
Definitely. Yeah. And you know, I believe, you know what I'm saying, nothing wrong with friendly competition, you know what I'm saying? That should be something that should be welcome nowadays as well. I think that would bring back something because when we had MC Shan on the show, he dropped a 3-minute freestyle going at KRS out of nowhere, and that reignited the bridge wars right there. You know what I'm saying? But what it did, it didn't start no beef or nothing like that. What it did was it created two legends in hip hop going at each other again, making dope records, dissing the shit out of each other, and it was cool as fuck, you know. But I think it's the healthy competition is not wrong with that at all, you know.
Right.
But it's lacking nowadays for sure, you know. Because really, you know, there is no competition. Someone like you, man, if you get kicking the door, you're gonna be killing everything that's out there right now. You know, lyrically smashing.
Oh, yeah. Man, and it's crazy because, I mean, a lot of the elders in the game is what I call them, you know what I'm saying? As far as the pioneers, you know, like I said, I like to deal with a lot of the old school, and that's why I like to deal with and do songs with people with lyrical content because, like you say, I mean, don't get me wrong, it make you push a little harder, but like you say, it creates friendly competition because at the end of the day, I'm on some shit like, I ain't about to let you burn me on my own album, you hear me?
Yeah.
So that's gonna
really bring
it out to you, hear me? Yeah, that's gonna really bring it out to you. You know what I'm saying? On a friendly competition, but at the end of the day, if you ain't gonna do nothing but wind up with a platinum plus project, because at the end of the day, that friendly competition ain't did nothing but bring the best out of both of y'all. At the end of the day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, and it's artistry too, man. It's an art form to all this. And,
man, that's what made the Hot Boys Platinum.
Are true artists, man, for real. You know,
oh, yeah. That's,
you got history
that's
in the
real
game, but you got you still putting out, you got longevity, you know what I'm saying? And you survived a horrific incident, you know what I'm saying? You're able to speak about it today, and you're here still doing your thing. And, you know, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. But before we do get out of here, we got another track. We're going to close with it. But I want to give you the floor, Merc. Make sure to let everybody know everything, man. All your social media, any albums coming up, any shout-outs. Man, the floor is all yours, brother.
Oh, man. Anybody, you can follow me on Instagram. I am at Merc 9 Ward. That's Merc, M-E-R-K, number 9, T-H, Ward. You heard me? You can follow me on Instagram at that. I'm on Facebook, Merc the Lyrical Tantrum. You heard me? You can follow me on that. I'm on Twitter at Merc 9 Ward also, you heard me? There ain't no pressure, you can find me on there. As far as my upcoming project, like I said, I'm about to drop this album, International Ghetto Pass. That's just solidifying, you know what I'm saying, how I move around. And there's another feature I left out, got my boy Permanent on there also, the international artist. He's from out of Kingston, Jamaica, doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? I got him on the project too. We shot the video for the single in Jamaica. That's going to be something hot on the album too. Man, like I said, I got the movies coming up. You know, we doing our thing, man. And at the end of the day, baby, I mean, shout out to all my fans. I appreciate who appreciate me. You heard me? You support me. I ain't gonna let you down. It ain't no pressure. And at the end of the day, that's all I'm gonna do is do what I do and keep that heat coming for you. You heard me? Merc the Lyrical Tantrum, 9 Wall Big Dog signing out. Ain't no pressure.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Once again, thanks again for you know, coming on the show. I really appreciate you. We're gonna get out of here. For those of you just tuning in, go to ugsforlife.com. Make sure to download this episode. It's also going to be up on iTunes, Player FM, you know what I'm saying, iHeart, all that shit. So, you know, be on the lookout and make sure to support Merc the Lyrical Tantrum. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get out of here. This track right here, haven't heard the one, too. Man, why don't you let them know about this one, Merc, as we leave.
Which one?
Haven't heard.
Oh, you talking about you haven't heard the? Oh yeah, you haven't heard the last of me. Yeah, that was something serious, man. Now, that's personal. You heard me? That's basically for everybody who felt like, you know, everything I've been going through, injury, you know, had a little stuff, incarceration situation, jumped off about a year ago. So like, you know, there's a lot of cats who was like, oh, he washed up, he ain't working no more, he done fell off. So yeah, this that one to let you know, you ain't heard the last of me. You heard me? You haven't heard the last of me. So, yeah, this is that Merc the Lyrical Tantrum. Keep this out. You haven't heard the last of me. You heard me? Off the new upcoming album, International Ghetto Pass, baby.
Coming soon. And I'll tell you what, man, when you drop it, get at me, man. Let's bring you back on, man. Love to have you chop it up again and play some more tracks, man. Had a great time. You take care of yourself, brother.
Alright, you too, homie. Appreciate y'all having me, baby.
Hell yeah, man. This is, you know what I'm saying, Merc, you know what I'm saying, Lyrical Tantrum. We're getting out of here. We'll see you guys soon. We got Spice One coming up for you this coming Monday. So, Murder Master Music Show, UGSForLife.com. We're out of here. So, take 21.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Even though I left this shit alone, y'all better believe, nigga. You niggas ain't seen the last of me. They thought I had the stage left, but the boy's back. Merc back in the building, I need all of that. I can start from the leaves, I got you from the trunk of your tree. I'm just getting started, you ain't seen the last of me. They thought I had the stage left, but the boy's back. Merc back in the building, I need all of that. I can start from the leaves, I got you from the trunk of your tree. I'm just getting started, you ain't seen the last of me. They thought that I was gone, but this ain't over, Merc is back. No, but where in the fuck he at? I'm back, I got left something, and I don't even plan to leave. I get it out the mud, nigga, I ain't skip a beat. I'm hanging where you used to see me, I ain't hard to find. I'm Russ Canal, posted up in that lower nine. I'm back drug smuggling and my whole team hustling. And all my young goons still bopping head busting. I'm still directing, tracking, and taking care of all the addicts. We got any drug they need to supply their habit. I got it back pumping and the money steady coming. And when the police hit the block, man, we still running. They thought I had the stage left, but the boy's back. Merc back in the building, I need all of that. I can start from the leaves, I'm clutching from the trunk of your tree. I'm just getting started, you ain't seen the last of me. They thought I had the stage left, but the boy's back. Merc back.
pray for my downfall, but I bounce back. They wanted me to lose it all, but I wasn't having that. I hit the streets, call my connect, hey, yo, I need the best. I'm about to whip my haters' ass with nothing but success. See if you got a hater in there, well, in the hood. The last thing they wanna see is a nigga doing good. But I give a fuck, I tell them, get some hustle by yourself. They take a bigger man, I tell a nigga, I share the wealth. You see, I'm street savvy, and I got the gift of gab. It never take a nigga like me long to stack some cash. I can walk away and take a break on the game and turn my back. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator, I'll be back. They thought I had the stage left, but the boy back. Bird back in the building, I need all of that. I can start from the lead, I'm clutching from the trunk of your tree. I'm just getting started, you ain't seen the last on me. They thought I had the stage left, but the boy back. Out the cage, I want everything that's due to me. And collecting everything a nigga owe me, you're feeling me. I'm running full speed, fuck myself ahead of time. I'm head first, my nigga, and I'm getting all of mine. I'm hard hustling like a nigga with a goal to reach. I'm keeping my game discreet and don't want nothing from a leech. You ain't been fucking with me, so don't fuck with me now. That's because a motherfucker partner, don't come at me foul. I'm running with go-getters, not nobody that can't keep up. Cause niggas who play too many games make you fuck them up. You see them fuck boys who wanna see me off the street. Just cause I take a break, you haven't seen a last of me. They thought I had the days left, but the boys back. Murd back in the building, I need all of that. I can start from the leaves, I'm clutching from the trunk of your tree. I'm just getting started, you ain't seen a last of me. They thought I had the days left, but the boys back. Murd back in the building, I need all of that. I can start from the leaves, I'm clutching from the trunk of your tree. I'm just getting started, you ain't seen a last of me.